Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. This is Sports Grid, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. It is the top of the hour here on May 11, 2021. Good to be with you guys here today. 1 o'clock on the East, lunch hour, I know, for a lot of you there. Thanks for making us a part of your day here on this Tuesday. Tomorrow's show, we're going to preview the NHL playoff picture. George Kurtz, our buddy, of course, from Sports Grid, is going to join us and give you some betting tips on that. Next week, we'll give you the betting tips on the NBA playoffs. So we are rocking and rolling here on this Tuesday. Let's get started with our headlines. You heard Chris's headlines. Here are ours. 15 games in the Major League Baseball today. First pitch, 3:45 Eastern, Texas, San Francisco. So that's your one-day game this afternoon. How about Knicks-Lakers tonight? Wow. Premier matchup. Headlines, tonight's 11-game NBA slate. Lakers are five-point favorites because LeBron James is expected to return tonight to the Lakers lineup. So this will be a fun game against the Knicks. ESPN reported yesterday that the Mariners are going to call up Jared Kelenic. I guess the service time no longer an issue, so we'll see him Thursday for the Seattle Mariners. I know this is a painful one for our producer, Brett Levy. The Mets had him, traded him away for Robinson Cano, who sent out a tweet, by the way, today for the first time in a year. Just saw that. Also, Pittsburgh Pirates designate infielder Todd Frazier, who will always be a special part in my heart. 2015 Home Run Derby, Todd Frazier, Cincinnati Reds All-Star. I'm at the Home Run Derby. He wins the Home Run Derby for the National League. It was a really nice moment for him. He was a really good player. But if you get designated for assignment, Davis, by the Pirates, I think that's pretty much it. I don't know how what other nicer way I can possibly say it. But if the Pirates tell you you're done, you're probably done.
So funny you mentioned that, because I was playing single game DFS. I can't remember if it was last Friday or two Fridays ago. And it was, you know, Cubs Pirates, and Todd Frazier was there. And I was clicking through making my teams, and I was like, do I even want to include Todd Frazier in my mix? See, I think he was batting seventh for the Pirates that day. And I was like, oh, you know, I remember Todd. He hit all the home runs, yada, yada. And I was like, you know what? I don't really want to include Todd Frazier in my mix at all. And look, if you can't make the mix in single game DFS, I gotta think your career is pretty much over. You know what's gonna be funny? The Yankees are gonna end up signing him, right? Because they'll just, this is what the Yankees do. They sign up every washed old veteran and give them a couple plate appearances before rinsing them out. Or the Rockies, right? It'll be the Yankees or the Rockies, because the Rockies, you know, the Rockies would love nothing more than to replace Josh Fuentes with like 38-year-old Todd Frazier. That's totally what's gonna end up happening.
Look, definitely fair. By the way, the Yankees, I forgot to mention earlier in the show, the Yankees did activate a very big player for fantasy this year, Luke Voit, who's missed the first month, almost and a half of the season. He's going to be back with the Yankees tonight. So Stanton, Judge, Voit, I mean, all things being equal, you would think that there's a chance that they could succeed. What do you make of this game tonight between the Knicks and Lakers? I think that everyone is going to be watching to see how LeBron looks. Is this the most time he's missed in an NBA season? Feels like a lot.
Yeah, this is definitely the most time that he's missed. Now, he returned for one game and then immediately took off. I think it's been a week since he came back. Must have meant that his ankle was not right. Anthony Davis has been doing his best to boost the team up in his absence. Interesting, you know who the Los Angeles Lakers could really use on their roster right now? Julius Randle would be a pretty good fit on this Lakers roster right now. It would free up Anthony Davis to play power forward on offense, but center on defense, which is really what you want. Randle, you know, a better match for fours on defense, but a horrendous match for opposing centers on offense. And you know what? It would be a big, scary lineup, because the Lakers have this problem where they literally have four centers on their roster, but their best center is the guy who plays power forward. You know, they got Marc Gasol and Andre Drummond and Montrezl Harrell, but Julius Randle is just like the final evolution form of Montrezl Harrell. I think this will be an interesting game. I definitely think it'll be a very popular social media game. No doubt about that. That I've just noticed social media loves the Knicks. My Twitter feed loves the Knicks. Basically, no matter what's going on with them, someone is talking about the Knicks.
Well, look, a lot of the people who play fantasy are in the Northeast. I think that they make up a large percentage. You know, I don't know what the number is, Davis, but if I had to guess, that if I had 100 people who played fantasy sports that I'm in the same industry in with you and in the community, I would say 20-30% could be from the Northeast. And that's a big number. And again, the Knicks, they haven't been relevant for a long time. And when they are, it makes things more interesting. So I'm guessing that's part of the conversation. But there's just zero respect for them. I mean, imagine that, Davis. As well as the Knicks have played, they're still getting five tonight on the road. It was crazy.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And I guess it's interesting, though, because even with all that Northeast bias, people love the Lakers even more. People are way more in tune to what the Lakers are doing. The Lakers are like, I would say the Lakers, the Cowboys, and Manchester United in Europe, those are like the three preeminent sports brands in the world, basically.
Yeah, they're tax teams. Yes, like you pay tax on the Lakers, you pay tax on the Cowboys, you pay tax, by the way, on Alabama in college football. Mm-hmm. Like there are others. You pay tax on Tom Brady now too, the Yankees in Major League Baseball. Like you're always paying a little bit more because the books have to protect themselves. The random person, Notre Dame is another one too. Random person walks in the sports book. Davis, I tell the story all the time. They look at the sport. They go to the sports book. They don't bet. They look up. They see Notre Dame. Oh, I recognize them. I'll bet them. Got to protect against that. Best ball discussion coming up next.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The NFL season is a few months away at this point, and we're getting closer to fantasy football season as well. I know that I have my Dynasty League draft coming up in a few weeks, and generally speaking, I have not done well, so I'm going to need a little bit more advanced information on some of these teams and some of these players. And of course, now with the draft in the rearview mirror, Davis, it's time to take a look at some potential best ball drafts, and I know that you're very into it, and I know that you've been doing them every week, and I don't know about every day. Maybe you are, I'm not sure. But I thought that today would be a good idea to pique your interest and just kind of go through some of the teams and maybe what you're thinking in the early part of the season. And the Arizona Cardinals are certainly a compelling team, no question about it. Last year, I thought that they underperformed, to be honest, got off to a good start, then kind of fell flat. What did they do in the draft? And let's kind of dive in a little bit more as to what they look like in 2021.
So they didn't do anything massive in the draft. They drafted Rondale Moore effectively as, you know, kind of their replacement for the combination of Larry Fitzgerald and Andy Isabella, and even Trent Sherfield, who they played way more than, and Keyshawn Johnson, who they played, you know, way more than you think they would have last year. They also signed James Conner in free agency. They let Kenyon Drake walk in free agency as he signed a two-year, $14 million deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. So their offense, I think it's going to look pretty similar to what it looked like the year before. I am hoping that drafting Rondale Moore signals that they are going to be transitioning more to a vertical style offense. I guess I also should mention they signed AJ Green in free agency. I would be personally surprised if 33-year-old AJ Green ends up being a big fantasy football difference maker in 2021. Now, that doesn't mean that it's impossible. AJ Green, when he has played historically, has been pretty good. He was wildly inefficient last year, didn't play at all in 2019. Back in 2018, he played in 9 games, had 694 yards and 6 touchdowns. You have to go all the way back to 2017 for AJ Green's last 1,000-yard season. Maybe Arizona thinks he has something left in the tank. I don't much. So I do think we should see a pretty exciting, young, fast offense in Arizona.
All right, so let's take a look at their quarterback, of course, Kyler Murray. Everybody knows him. First pick overall a couple of years ago. I thought he should have played baseball. I was completely wrong on that one for Oakland. I was like, take the guaranteed money. Couldn't have been more wrong on anything, honestly, than being on that. But the deal, Davis, with Kyler Murray is he has been a really good first few weeks of the season fantasy quarterback. And then for whatever reason, injuries, coaching, I'm not particularly sure, he's faded a little bit. And this is 2 straight years. So why did that happen? And why won't that happen? Or maybe you feel like it will in 2021.
So you are 100% correct that Kyler Murray has been better for fantasy than he has been for real life. And he has been great for fantasy. The 2 years of his career, he's finished quarterback 8 in fantasy. Last year, he was the third best quarterback in fantasy football. He ran for over 1,000 yards or ran for 819 yards last year, 544 as a rookie. 11 rushing touchdowns from a quarterback you got from Kyler Murray last season. But, you know, it really has not turned into wins. He is 13-18-1 as a starting quarterback in the NFL. And you know what? I'm blaming Cliff. I don't think it's Kyler's fault. I think most of what I have seen from Kyler Murray, I think he has been, you know, mostly very composed in the pocket. I don't think he has struggled with, you know, interceptions. I don't think he, you know, is scared of pressure. I think he does a nice job of giving himself throwing lanes, despite the fact that, you know, he's 5'10". He is not a very tall guy. It's what we see with Russell Wilson. It's what we see with Drew Brees. You kind of have to do some creative things to give them the throwing lanes. But I think that Cliff has done him no favors. You know, Cliff has been very conservative in terms of, you know, not going for it on fourth down, kicking lots of field goals, punting really when he shouldn't. And their offense has been so horizontal. We have taken on Twitter to calling the Arizona Cardinals offense the horizontal raid, right? Because they run that air raid system from college, but they do it from sideline to sideline instead of north and south. I mean, the last couple years, Larry Fitzgerald, you know, at the age of 37, had 72 targets last season, and in 2019, he led the team with 109 targets at the age of 36. Like, I don't view that as, you know, being that's not a friendly offense for your young quarterback to improve in. So I am hopeful that the selection of Rondale Moore, DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk, I hope that this means that they are going to open things up more for Kyler this year.
All right. Well, let's move over to running back, because this is probably the most compelling topic, I would think, given that Drake is gone and the reluctancy to use Chase Edmonds and give him 25 touches a game is definitely there. So basically what they did is they brought in James Conner. And so, Davis, I think that this is pretty murky as far as who ends up getting the most carries. And it's almost like, you know, I don't know that either of them are going to help you this year. I'm not sure. You know, Benjamin is there as well as a possibility if one of these two players gets hurt. And certainly Conner has a lot of injury history there. So how are you viewing the running backs?
Yeah. So the interesting thing about Edmonds is he was still pretty solid for fantasy last year. You just never really knew when to start him. He was the 22nd overall running back in PPR scoring last year, had 53 receptions, 402 yards, 4 touchdowns, also had a rushing touchdown as well, but only ran 97 times last season. Kenyon Drake was handling all of that early down work. My guess is likely that Chase Edmonds is going to be viewed as the primary passing down back, very similar to how he was last season. But instead of 97 rushes, he probably gets more like 150 rushes this season. Now, Connor will probably run more than him, but Connor is going to get what we call trap touches, which is it's going to be all first and second down, and it's all going to be inside or between the 20s rather. And then once they're inside the 20s, Chase Edmonds is going to come in, because Edmonds, he served in that role last year. He was very good at it as a receiving back. And I do think that Edmonds looks like a legitimate target in fantasy drafts right now. He's going about in the fifth round. And I think he looks good there.
All right, now over to wide receiver. Now, I'm not clear on Larry Fitzgerald what his status is, so you'll have to update me there. But Hopkins had a disappointing year from a touchdown perspective, for sure. It took a while for him to get going, 1,400 yards. Rondale Moore is going to factor in big. A.J. Green, I'm with you. I don't think he makes the team. Christian Kirk, disappointing season for him, no doubt. Andy Isabella, very disappointing for my fantasy team. And I guess, is Fitzgerald a possibility to return, Davis? I'm unclear.
It's unclear. Right now we just do not know. We don't know if he is going to play or if he is not going to play. The guys I'm excited about here, Hopkins for sure. He had 114 receptions last season. You know, I think we'll see a little bit of touchdown regression from him. Rondale, I think, looks like such an exciting player, you know, kind of a Tyreek Hill, Marquise Brown hybrid style player, you know, super fast, super athletic, but 5'7". And I'm leaving one light on for Christian Kirk, the bedroom light upstairs. I'm leaving it on for him. I don't know if he's going to come home stumbling home, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, but I'm leaving the light on for him anyway.
Yeah, real quick over to tight end, we could just show this real quick. It's irrelevant because the Arizona Cardinals, since they've moved to Arizona, have never had a tight end, ever. They're probably the only team in the NFL that have never had a good tight end. Max Williams, the former first-round draft pick of Baltimore, he's irrelevant. I don't even know who Darryl Daniels is, Davis. Should I know who he is or no?
No reason to know these guys for fantasy. Totally irrelevant.
Yeah, I thought Max Williams was good.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Be a star out of Minnesota. Phenomenal end to his college career, especially in the bowl game. And easy to remember because he has two X's in his name, but can't play. We'll be right back on the grid. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The 2021 NFL schedule comes out on Wednesday, and so we're hopeful on Thursday. Perhaps FanDuel will have some lines in terms of week one of the NFL season. Davis, we're going to take a quick look here. It's probably our last chance to get very ahead of this before the schedule comes out. You know, this is probably something that I should know the answer to, but do you feel like based on the release of a schedule, that FanDuel would have to alter a season win total? Do you think that's a real thing? I don't know. I'm iffy on that.
They will alter it based off of bets that come in off the schedule, right? Oh, you know, the Giants get a much harder schedule. You know, the Washington football team gets an easier schedule. The Patriots get a harder, like they will start to adjust things based off of the public reaction. Cause that's the whole name of the game. I mean, in terms of win totals, the books end up being huge winners on these because teams like the Cowboys are going to get bet no matter the number. Teams like the Patriots are going to get bet no matter the number. You know, in the NBA, the Knicks and the Lakers, they get bet no matter. I remember the year the Lakers were mega tanking. Their win total was like 36.5, and they won like 29 games, I think. I remember that being one of the biggest futures bets I've ever made, but because they it doesn't matter to them. They get so much action on the over, they can set it at whatever they want.
Yeah, no, it's a fair point for sure. All right, so let's take a look at just where FanDuel stands with these season win totals, and let's take a mental picture of these for when we come back later in the week to see what got adjusted based on the schedule. I think that's probably more of an interesting conversation to have. So Dallas is 9.5, Davis, and of course there's going to be juice on the over here, minus 130. Washington football team sits at 8, and there's juice on their over as well. The Giants are pretty much pick them here at 7, a little juice, minus 120 on the over. But boy, Philadelphia, I guess they're not supposed to have a good year, I suppose. 17 games are supposed to be losing 10 this year. I know their over is some juice, but that's still not even juicy at 7. You can get plus money on the 105. So that's my only takeaway here. I guess I'm just surprised that the Eagles are supposed to be this bad And I suppose if you look at the last 2 years of the NFC East, there would not be an argument. I mean, these teams are all about 500. Dallas, you know, you're always going to have to pay up for. Dallas could very easily only win 8 games next year. It's just part of who they are. But anything stand out for you with that?
Yeah, the under for the Washington football team sticks out like a sore thumb here. So they end up making the playoffs last year. They struggled through poor quarterback play. They signed Ryan Fitzpatrick. They move on from Alex Smith, and everyone is ready to anoint the Washington football team as a sleeper team in the NFC East. It would not surprise me, not only if they miss the playoffs, it would not surprise me if they finish last in the NFC East, because I think Ron Rivera is a decent head coach. I don't think he's a great head coach. But by and large, what we've seen from Ryan Fitzpatrick in his career is he is a high variance quarterback, and he's being treated. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick is just straight up being treated like a good NFL quarterback. And I think he is an average NFL quarterback. And I don't think you can get it done on defense alone, especially in this division. The Giants, look, I don't think Daniel Jones is very good. I don't think Jason Garrett is a great offensive coordinator, but they have the infrastructure for a successful offense. I think Jalen Hurts is going to be pretty good. I don't love this new Eagles head coach either. He kind of seems like a weirdo. Was talking about playing rock, paper, scissors with some of their rookies and stuff, which was bizarre. But the bet from that division that looked great to me was under for the Washington football team.
Okay, so the NFC North, there's no line on the Packers, so FanDuel clearly cannot have a line not knowing what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. I totally get it, but you can adjust with the others here, and I think maybe that's a bigger conversation to have, as Minnesota 8.5 on the over, but it's -145, so you're looking for a 9 here, Davis. You don't want to bet a win total with -145. It's just crazy. I may like the Bears on the over here at 7.5, -115. I like what they did in the draft. I like the quarterback. And if Rodgers is out of the division, this line is going to move. They're going to be 8 for sure. And you're not paying a lot of juice. Detroit, I don't trust at all. Their total is 5. Take it or leave it. I'm not interested. Do you see anything here for you?
Yeah, I mean, I mostly think that that this is a bad division. I think the Bears are not going to be great. I think the Lions are going to be not so solid. But I guess this is what intrigues me about the Bears. What if they go with Justin Fields from day one and mm-hmm. there's no Andy Dalton? We're just not messing with Andy Dalton. It's just Justin Fields. I think he is good enough to actually be worth like 2 or 3 wins more than Andy Dalton. Now, I don't know that for sure, and that's why it's 7.5 and not 8.5. There's questions both over, you know, how good is Justin Fields? Obviously, he fell a little bit in the NFL draft. But also, I was remembering this today. You know who else fell in the NFL draft and started a playoff game as a rookie and went 7-1 as a rookie? Lamar Jackson, who is not as good of a passer as Justin Fields is right now. Now, Lamar is a way better rusher, obviously. And I kind of think Fields falling and Lamar falling is very similar. You know, I think they face some of the same institutional biases. And so I'm just looking to buy on Fields in as many ways as I can. I'm drafting him in these dynasty leagues. I think he makes an interesting bet for offensive rookie of the year. So I like the Bears over a little bit, which is not a word I ever thought I would say.
Well, I guess here is the question I would ask before we move on. If Aaron Rodgers gets traded, the Bears number would move to 8, correct? Would you feel like that is correct?
Yeah, because I mean, the Bears lose to the Packers every year. That's just like what happens.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So I think you're right. Yeah.
But if he did not get traded, I think the number stays at 7.5. Does that feel correct or no?
Yeah, I mean, I can also see the Bears are a little bit of a public team, right? 30 million people live in Chicago. We have legal sports betting in Chicago. Wouldn't surprise me if we just see a little bit of positive price action for the Bears win total in general. So I think if you want to bet it, 7.5 at this posted number is what you want to get it at. I would not wait on this number.
Yeah, I think if Rodgers gets traded, it goes to 8. But if he stays with Green Bay and signs the contract, the number stays at 7.5. And I don't even think the juice moves. So I think there is a little bit of an advantage if you could predict the future. Okay, over to the NFC South. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 11.5. This is very high for any team in the NFL, let alone the Bucs for sure. even money, minus 110. The Saints without Drew Brees moving on, their total is 9. Atlanta is at 8, yuck. And Carolina, I mean, I kind of like what Carolina is doing, but their total feels about right. I think I look at these four, Davis. I don't feel strong about any of them. So maybe you feel strong about one of them or two.
Oh, I feel pretty strong about the under on the Buccaneers. They were great last season, right? They win the Super Bowl and everything, but they were not a great regular season team. They were a fine regular season team. They kind of took a while to figure it out. They did go 11-5 last year, but I also think their division was a little bit a little bit worse last year. I mean, they were still a wild card team last year. Remember? And I think I want the over on the Saints. That one is close. I've always kind of been a Jameis Winston believer. I imagine that it's going to be Jameis Winston who does win this quarterback battle in New Orleans. I mean, you know, they'll probably do it similar to how they did with Breeze, where Taysom came in for his packages and whatnot. I would lean under on the Falcons and under on the Panthers, but don't feel strongly about either of those.
Okay, now over to the NFC West, where one of these teams, something is going to go drastically wrong for. I just don't know which one, because there's no possible way that this division can have this many wins, I don't think. The Rams, 10.5. 49ers, 10.5. Seahawks, 10. And Arizona, 8. So Arizona basically predicted to go 8-9, and every other team makes the playoffs. And look, that's kind of the way it played out last year. I get it. Rams are much better. They have Matthew Stafford for sure. But I don't know. Something's going wrong here, and I don't know which team. Maybe it's the 49ers going under their number with the new quarterback there. Maybe time is up for Wilson in Seattle just with the coaching. I'm not sure. How do you see this division playing out, Davis? Is there any advantage right now on any of these?
Yeah, I mean, I think you already made the correct point, which is take the Cardinals, because one of these teams – Russell Wilson gets traded. Russell Wilson gets hurt. Trey Lance gets hurt or is not ready to go. Matt Stafford gets hurt or is not ready to go. Or the defense craters, or the Rams offense isn't as good as we expect. Or Aaron Donald gets hurt, or yada yada, and so on and so forth. I think the easiest bet to make in this division is you say, look, they've replaced Larry Fitzgerald. You and I both think AJ Green's probably not going to make the team or not going to have a big impact. The full vision of what the Cardinals should be under Kyler Murray, it should come to fruition this year. And the Cardinals, by the way, they've not been a great winning record team, but they've been great against the spread, which indicates to me that the market in general does not understand how good Kyler Murray is. I want the over on the Cardinals. I love that wager.
Yeah, I mean, it's just impossible for the Rams, 49ers, and Seattle Seahawks to all win 11 games. It's just not there. So there's got to be some losses that are baked in. And maybe it is Arizona's. I mean, again, it doesn't have to be. It could be one of the other teams that they're playing throughout the season. But it does make some sense. I still don't love the coaching with the Cardinals. And that's the only thing that holds me back from them, for sure. Okay, fantasy reality is on deck. We'll talk about the NFL schedule release. Also, a very big offensive player is back for the New York Yankees. And on top of that, some more discussion for baseball's hottest prospect over the last year. Getting ready to, well, maybe the second hottest prospect. Wander Franco's number one. I think that most people would consider Jared Kelenic number two. We'll talk about him coming up as well. You're watching Sport Grid. This is Fantasy Sports Today. And Davis and I will be back with Fantasy or Reality next here on the Grid. Stay with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
The most important topics in sports wagering: real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid, SportsGrid.com. We have Day Baseball coming up in just a couple of hours. Also, the NBA playoffs are getting started, so our producer Brent Levy, all excited. The next couple of weeks are going to be a lot of fun. We can focus on that. Maybe Brett will get some picks right. Davis, Brett, me, we'll all make picks in the NBA. I'll be terrible. Those guys will be good. But Brett, fantasy reality is on deck here, so we got to bring you in. I know we got three questions today. We're going to get through it, see if we can pick some winners here. What do you got for us today?
Luke Voit is back from the IL with the New York Yankees. He's been activated for the Rays series. He led the major leagues in home runs last year, so we got to ask, fantasy or reality? Davis, we can start with you for this one. Fantasy or reality? Luke Voit will hit a home run in his first series back. He's taking the field tonight with the Rays.
Well, let me tell you, Brett, I hope he does, because my Rad Slam team needs it. I took Luke Voit in a ton of these drafts. I thought he was so obviously a value in these drafts because so many guys who were power first in good lineups were, you had to pay a massive tax for them, and you could get Luke Voit in the, you know, fifth or sixth round of a lot of these fantasy drafts. So I'm going to say that he will. I'm going to say that this is a reality, but I'm going to say that it's very hopeful and wishful thinking on my part, and not necessarily as an unbiased observer.
Yeah, first series back, this is a reality. Luke Voit has been out. He's chomping at the bit. He's waiting to come back. You know, it's interesting. They play the Rays. The park is not really conducive to a lot of home runs, and he's probably going to face Tyler Glass now, I'm guessing, between now and the end of the series. But I'm still going to say reality. He's a really good player. The last couple of years, he's come on like crazy. Completely unexpected, by the way. And by the way, Davis, yet another St. Louis Cardinal more or less given away. So I will say reality for Luke Voit, Davis, and Brett. I will say he will end up doing it and hit more than one, by the way. I got over on the one. I got over 1.5. Two home runs for Luke Voit.
Two home runs for Luke Voit in Tampa. You heard it here first, everyone. All right. So on Wednesday night on NFL Network, 8 p.m. For those interested, Al Michaels, Joe Buck, and Jim Nantz will be revealing the NFL schedules. Craig, we'll start with you. Fantasy or reality, you are excited for the NFL to release their schedules on Wednesday night?
Absolutely not. No, I could care less. Look, what happens with the NFL schedule is this. We put way too much attention to it. Now, it's interesting, it's important, and as we get closer to the regular season, it definitely is a big factor. But what happens is it creates some of the worst television and radio out there. And I was a victim to it many years ago. I used to do this too. But what happens is people look at the schedule, it's 17 games, and they start playing, that's a win, that's a loss, that's a win, that's a, and it is the stupidest exercise you can ever do. You cannot predict that based on something in May or June or even July. Players get hurt. The personnel changes. Teams are not who they thought they were. And so it's a exercise in futility. And that's what the schedule does, is it creates this ridiculous exercise of trying to predict things that are impossible to predict. If we could, we wouldn't be here right now. So no, I am not looking forward to the schedule. Now, am I looking forward to the schedule maybe altering some lines on FanDuel that we could come back here and talk about on Thursday and Friday? Absolutely. But the schedule release itself? No. Fantasy.
Yeah, I'm also not interested. And I feel like I should be, Like, you know, because Craig, you like the NFL, but I'm like a real NFL nerd. Like I do, you know, I do the projections. We do all of our work over on Daily Roto. I'm in all of these drafts. Like I'm like your friend who is uncomfortably into the same things that you're into. Like, oh, you're like, yeah, that's cool. And I'm like, oh yeah, I have real strong opinions on, you know, who the third running back on the Arizona Cardinals depth chart is. So I feel like this is tailored to me. And I still don't even really care. Like, I will not watch this. Like, this will not enter into my TV. I'll see people tweet about it. I'll see people, you know, do their, you know, their reactions to the win losses and everything and win totals. But you're right. It's not great TV. And there's other better TV. I mean, Otani's pitching tonight. What are we doing here? What are we talking about the schedule for when we can watch Otani pitch? You know what I'm talking about? Brett, I have a feeling you're with me.
Yeah, and it's not even about that. It's just that when I was younger and I did sports talk radio, and I remember this stuff, I remember being a victim and doing this and going, oh, let's look at the Dolphins' schedule. Well, this is a win and this is a loss. And it was never right and it was never close. It's different than the draft where you can identify teams that match up with players. But this is the stupidest exercise that is done by people like me in my field, in my industry, and no doubt, as soon as it comes out, you're going to have these idiots on TV and radio going, look at this unbelievable, easy beginning schedule for Jonathan Taylor. It's going to be amazing. It is not going to be amazing. You don't know. No one knows. And no one is accountable for it either, unfortunately. So fantasy for me. Am I interested in the double Monday night games to find out who's playing? Yes, for 10 seconds. Am I interested in Sunday night's game opening night? Yes, for 10 seconds. And then that's it.
Yeah, I think that's all very fair. All right, the last fantasy or reality for today. It's very close to home for me, but that's okay. Edwin Diaz has been pitching really well at the end of games for the Mets this year, so maybe not all is lost. But Jared Kelenic is expected to be called up this week. I know Mariners fans are very excited. He was traded for Robinson Cano and Edwin Diaz. You know, we're going to compare Kelenic to Cano here a little bit. Robinson Cano for his career, 69.5 career WAR, career 300 hitter, 303 batting average, 334 home runs, 13,000 RBIs, a World Series champ, an 8-time All-Star. But this is Jared Kelenic, the number 3 prospect in all of baseball, Craig. So we'll start with you. Jared, fantasy or reality, Jared Kelenic will have a better career than Robinson Cano.
Yeah, this would be foolish for me to say reality here. I understand that Robinson Cano's career in the end is checkered. It is destroyed in a way for the dual PED suspensions. Those things are true. But in 30 years, maybe, when we look back at it, statistically speaking, Robinson Cano's numbers, whether it's a second baseman or even an outfielder, Jared Kelenic should close his eyes and dream that he would have that career that Robinson Cano had. So, look, in the end, it was a horrific trade. I understand when a new general manager takes over a team, he wants to win. And Brody Van Wagenen wanted to win right away. And what did that do? It required him making a trade that did not work out. And inevitably, let's be real, probably cost him his job. Kelenic may end up being a superstar. I hope he becomes that. But strictly for the purposes of playing our fantasy reality game, Davis, I can't possibly say that Kelenic is going to hit 400 home runs and have a lifetime batting average of 320 and end up winning a World Series with I mean, that's a lot to ask. He may do it, but I can't say that he will.
Yeah, no, you're 100% correct. Cano had a great career, 334 home runs, 51 stolen bases, career 189 ISO, 303 batting average, 352 on base percentage, 360 weighted on base average. I mean, like that is really a career to be proud of. He played good defense throughout throughout a good majority of that career, played it at a tough position, by the way. You know, second base and middle infield is in general a position where we have a premium on defense. Cano was always good there. And those late Yankee seasons, I mean, 100 with 30 home runs, walked a ton, never really fell victim to the strikeout bug, as the strikeout bug really impacted baseball. He never had a K rate north of 17% once in his entire career. That's very impressive. And look, Kalanick is going to be awesome. I think, you know, what I know of Kelenic, what I've seen of Kelenic, he looks very impressive. He looks incredible. But to just wager on a prospect being that great, it just feels thin, right? It just feels almost impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I it could happen, but we're just like maybe I could judge this after a year, but I can't. But the other thing I would say is, and the reason why it's an interesting topic of conversation, because Davis, what if Kelenic just fell completely short of Cano, but he didn't use PEDs? Like to get caught, Davis, yeah, for PEDs these days is silly. To get caught twice is pretty ridiculous, like, to be honest. Like Cano getting popped once, I don't know. Like, I still think that there's a shot he gets into the Hall of Fame. Nelson Cruz, who probably is going to get into the Hall of Fame, Davis, was suspended for a period of time for doing PEDs. And I probably still would vote for him. But you have to be really dumb to get caught twice. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess I just have these different rules that I apply to different players. But to me, Robinson Cano, like, messed up bad having that happen twice. I don't know. That's just that's why I don't look at his career as majestic anymore, just because he just messed it up so bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably fair. I guess my thing is like, I am put all the PED guys in the Hall of Fame, to be honest. Like, I think that it's hard for me. It's hard for me to blame these guys for wanting to be better at their sport. You know, it's cheating. Yeah, sure. Clearly, it is against the written rules. But I guess I just have a hard time. I have a hard time punishing them, especially when you go back and look at, you know, the stuff going on in the 60s and the 70s. Those guys were taking, yeah, you know, greenies and amphetamines and everything, and no one cares about that at all. And you know, that stuff actually has like a neurological impact, whereas the steroid stuff, it's all muscles, it's recovery. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's my youngness, my age showing through, but I just don't ever hold the PED stuff against anyone, though clearly you have to be an idiot to be caught multiple times.
Yeah, and to me, that's kind of like, that's sort of where I've drawn the line on the PED, Davis. Like a guy, for example, like Manny Ramirez, who got caught like four times or three times, as good as he was, like, you just basically said, screw you to the rules. And you know, there's, look, everybody has an opinion on it. I draw different lines for different things. Doesn't mean that it's right or wrong. Robinson Cano, prior to PED suspension number two, was a Hall of Famer for me. Absolute Hall of Famer, playing a premium position on a championship team at a very high level for a long time, and just gave it away, and I guess doesn't care. Okay, Sports Grid 60 is coming up next, so make sure you stay with us and stay on the grid. We'll be right back here tomorrow at noon getting you ready for the NHL playoffs. We'll have a betting preview with our friend George Kurtz, who's going to join us on the show tomorrow. Also, later in the week, we'll check in with Jim Sannis, Gray Albright, you know how we normally do our weeks here on Fantasy Sports Today. Also, we'll continue to look at some season win totals in the NFL, and also best ball previews continuing on the show tomorrow. So stay on the grid. We've got Sports Grid 60 coming up next right here on this Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. It's time for the Sports Grid 60 as we wrap up the show, but don't despair. We'll be right back here tomorrow at noon Eastern. Let's turn it over to Davis Maddock. He's got today's edition of the Sports Grid 60 for May 11, 2021. What do you got, Davis?
Yeah, so I want to go through a little lesson in gambling, or for sports wagering for all of our friends who tune into the show here. So last week, Rory McIlroy in the FanDuel Sportsbook was listed at 20-1 to win the PGA Tour event. I took that bet, and you know why I took that bet? Because 20-1 was a bad number. Rory, one of the best golfers in the world when he's on form, and I see this happen. I've been betting on golf for so long and football and everything. Something that is so helpful for you as someone who likes to wager for fun or even, you know, for a little bit of side income, have numbers in your head. Be like, you know what? I think that this player is worth X amount of points against a spread, or I think this tennis player is, you know, this world ranking, or this golfer should be this number at this golf course. And just bet it, and don't get discouraged, because you know what? Like, we live in a game of probabilities and percentages. And look, I lose bets all the time. It just matters on making sure that you're getting your money in good at the time that the wager closes. That's the Sports Grid 60 for today.
I like it. Very, very well thought out, for sure. Well, Sean Culkin, tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, also had a plan very well thought out, which was, he wants to take his entire 2021 salary, like Russell Okung and some others, and have it be paid in cryptocurrency in Bitcoin. Well, the problem is that today the Chiefs waived tight end Sean Culkin, and they say it essentially was a numbers game, but was it? Did the Chiefs decide that they just simply didn't want to pay Culkin in Bitcoin and allowed him to go play for another team? I guess we'll find out. But interesting story, as more players want to get paid in cryptocurrency, is there going to be hesitation from some of the NFL teams in paying that out? We'll have to find out. That'll do it for the show. Thanks again to Brett, Danny, and Ryan for, of course, producing. Thanks to Big Game James over at LTN. For Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow at noon.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.